Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
So here we are then, a proper East End market for you to look around.
Oh, isn't it small?
Yeah, we prefer the word compact.
Well, it's certainly that.
Look, you can find anything you want here. All you have to do is have a little look around.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm looking for some t-shirts. I'm thinking maybe something with the British flag. Oh, do you think they make any that say bollocks right across the front? Because I can wear those in the States.
Oh, my God. I'm sure you'll find something. I'm just going to have a look around for some tech stuff over that way. I'll meet you back here in 30 minutes. Just go and have a wander.
Alone?
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, sure. Of course I will.
See you in a bit.
Okay. Bye. And thanks, Mr. Madden, for leaving me in the middle of a strange place. Such a gentleman. Not. Okay, all right, t-shirts. Where do I go?
Hello, darling.
Oh, hi.
Has your bloke gone left you then, eh?
A bloke, that means a boy. Yes, he has.
Blimey. Pretty thing like you should never be left on her own. No, enough said.
Oh, thank you. I think.
No problem, princess, know what I mean?
No, not really.
So you're after some apples and pears, then?
Oh, I know this one. Apples and pears, that means stairs, right?
Golden Bennett, no, princess. I mean, do you want some apples and some pears? I'm a greengrocer, ain't I?
Oh, gosh. No, thank you. I'm sorry.
What are you looking for, then?
Oh, I'm looking for some t-shirts.
Cool. Love a duck t-shirts. They're down there on the left-hand side of the market. You just keep going straight. You can't miss them, you know what I mean?
Not even a little bit.
Apples and pears, eh? So, you know a bit of Cockney Rhyming Slang then, eh?
Yes, I do. Well, a little bit. Actually, that's the only thing I know.
Good, Betty, I could teach you lots of love. Well, I'm a well-versed man in matters of cunning linguistic dexterity. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Adam and Eve, Barnet Fair, Rosie Lee, China Plate, Frappery Bits. I know it all. Know what I mean?
Oh, boy. The only thing I recognized in there was the China Plate. I'm sorry.
No worries, love.
Well, it's been really nice talking to you, kind of.
You have a nice day, then. If you see that gentleman of yours, you make sure you tell him off for leaving you alone in a place like this. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a great idea. So, I'll do that. So, thank you. But I really should... I should go now, because I need to find my friend. I mean, me friend. So, cheerio! I mean, cheers! Oh, no, that's a toast. Carl! Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the next edition of Worlds Apart, the show where we examine the differences and samenesses between our two great nations. My name is Missy.
And my name's Carl.
And we're here to fill the next 45 minutes to an hour with lively banter and fun stories. Isn't that right, Carl?
That is right. Mind you, if we do an hour, I think I'm going to get a very angry text from a certain gentleman.
We really never try to do that, do we?
I know.
We never sit down and say, you know what, we're going to do, we're going to stretch this as long as possible. Do you think that? I don't think that.
Well, we normally only have like 10 minutes of content and then we waffle.
I love waffles.
Don't talk about food. I'm starving.
like a waffle with maple syrup on it. Who wouldn't like that? Who wouldn't like us waffling?
What part of don't didn't you understand then?
You're not the boss of me. I'm going to talk about food any time I want to, darn it.
Did you miss that memo? Hang on.
No food talking, please. It's all right. I've got my coffee here. So my podcast friends, you can't see it, but Carl can. I have my big jumbo venti coffee. here that is really known. You know, when I go through the drive-thru at Starbucks, I can order a Missy. My hand to God. And they just make it because they know what I want because I'm there so often.
Do they see you coming?
They do. They know my voice in the drive-thru.
Pre-coffee.
They get it ready. The usual Missy. And I say, heck yeah.
See, that's strange because my curry house and my pub are exactly the same. Here he comes. Get it ready.
Mr. Madden, can I get your 12 pints ready? Do you say stack them up, Joe? I don't know what you'd say in a pub.
Say yes, please.
Yes. Oh, see, that's nicer than stack them up, Joe. I don't know where I came up with that. I don't know.
Because we're all polite in Britain.
I'm not well versed on pubisms.
Pubisms.
Okay, but let's get back to the show, shall we?
If we must, yes.
All right. We have a couple wonderful reviews. Shall I read the first one? What
yes.
do you think? Yes, I say yes. All right. Review numero uno. That means number one for all our non-Spanish speaking friends. I love this show. That's sweet because we love it too. Mm-hmm. As an American, who has lived in this country for far too long, is it possible to live in your country far too long? I say no, but I'm going to read the review anyway.
Okay.
As an American who's lived in this country for far too long, it's nice to know I am not the only one whom nobody else seems to understand when I say things. I know exactly how he feels. A great show. Oh, but Carl, don't start talking trash about baseball, or I might just have to have a serious conversation with you about it the next time we meet up. That is from a Matt Barton. You are in trouble.
Certainly sounds like that.
It was that Gurley Randers quote.
Really? Just think it could be that?
Baseball,
Gurley Randers.
Matt is taking issue with that.
See, I didn't go the whole hog. I didn't say basketball was just girly netball.
Is that what it's called?
Over here, netball. Girls play netball. They just put the ball up into the hoop.
Boys don't play basketball?
No, they do. But it's just girly netball.
So really, the only male sport, according to you Brits, would be soccer.
Well, no. So soccer's played by a bunch of girls as well sometimes, but the hardest one is probably still rugby.
Is rugby's played with a ball? Ewan does rugby, right?
He does.
He's a rugby person.
It's an oblong ball. And it's like your American football ball, that sort of shape.
Do you throw it?
Yes, they throw it, but they have to throw it backwards. They can only pass to a team member back behind them who has to run forward, who has to throw it backwards, who has to run forward. Exactly. And they have to run into people with no padding.
Are you serious? You're making this up.
No, I swear to God, I'm not. I swear to God.
They throw the ball back, Carl.
They have to pass the ball.
All over again.
No, it's not. They are not allowed to hurl the ball down the field. They have to pass it backwards.
So you throw the ball backwards
yes.
to a player who then catches the ball and runs forward.
Yes.
Why don't you just throw the bloody ball forward?
You can't. It's a foul if you do that. Ball's always got to be passed backwards to the player who then has to run forward.
Who wrote these rules?
I don't know. Some guy in rugby.
Some guy in a pub.
Well, probably.
Who, again, it's just like the Yankee Doodle song. They probably came up with the game and the rules for it as a joke. And it caught on. You know what? Let's tell them that we have to throw the ball backwards. And then we have to run forwards. And then it just caught on. And nobody has ever questioned it.
No.
Until now.
Well, until Missy decided to question it. Now the scales are falling from our eyes and we go, hang on, yes, this makes no sense.
And everyone's just going to stop playing it now because...
So
it is like football, though. You take the ball and you run with it. And then you try to get to the other end of the field.
Yes, you try and score a try. You try and score a try. Yes.
Oh, instead of a goal, instead of a touchdown, it's called a try.
Yes. And then after you've scored the try, you get to put the ball back out a little bit and kick it through the net, through the goalpost to get a goal or conversion.
That's a field goal.
There you go.
Kick in a field goal. So it's like football, except you throw the ball backwards to run forwards.
Yes. And you can kick it as well. But it gets a bit complicated. That's my basic understanding of rugby. After that, there are some other rules, but I don't understand any of them.
Wow, you throw it backwards. It's like a metaphor kind of for my life. I'm going to throw all this stuff backwards and then try to run with it. Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to get in trouble with you and for dogging out rugby. And I know he's not even listening to it right now, but I can see his face getting red.
Okay, a Ewan disapproving look.
When talking about rugby, stupid Yank.
Plus, I'm in trouble with this guy. I'm in trouble with Matt already. He might turn up at the next meet because I believe he goes to the London Matt Users Group. He might turn up at the next meet with a girly rounder's bat.
I'd be careful.
I know.
You better say something nice in today's show about baseball.
Okay.
Just to make up for it.
I'm struggling to think of something, but okay.
You got to do something. You got to do a yang to that ying that you just threw out there. I'm just saying. I think it would go far. Matt, it's okay. He doesn't know what he's talking about. From one yank to another, Matt, just go easy on him. He's a Brit. He doesn't know. It's okay.
I just thought one. The game's gone for so long that I can get really, really, really drunk.
With what?
With beer.
With what game?
Of baseball.
You can.
Exactly.
And they have the best hot dogs ever, 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 ever at a baseball. I don't care what baseball game you go to. I don't know about your football, soccer, but at baseball games here, I mean, the best dogs are at the park, but you have to eat them with mustard and sauerkraut or all bets are off.
I should take your word for this.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. So maybe when you come out to sunny Florida, you'll be able to partake in a baseball game.
Maybe so.
You never know.
Some girly rounders in the park. Yes, I can do that.
I wouldn't be calling it that. I'm just saying in Florida, there's I'd like you to make it back to London in one piece.
Thank you. Our second review.
Yes, let's go. Well, we haven't even had the second review. We are just... Boom! This is going to be the 2-hour Worlds Apart. Sorry, extended edition.
Okay, the second review is from CBeagie. I think that's how you pronounce it. Anyway.
I love that.
I learned something today that was beyond what Carl and Missy were discussing, and that was, if you listen to the podcast on the bus and laugh out loud, you are guaranteed to keep the seat next to yourself. Brilliant podcast, guys. Keep it up.
Yes!
Thank you so much.
See how good we are? We're not only good for a laugh, but we also are good for public transportation.
And humiliation, it seems.
We're kind of good time wasters.
Oh, God, yes. I am the master of wasting time.
But that's okay, because I feel if you have fun, it's never a waste of time. Are you with me, King Carl?
I'm certainly with you. I'm right next to right beside you there. I'm fluffing my words, but I'm right beside you there.
I'm a little nervous about today's show, because it is all about Cockney rhyming slang.
This is right. This is what we're going to do today. As I said last week, something special. We are going to have a quiz. We're going to see how much Missy's been paying attention.
Oh, no. Okay, go ahead.
And we're going to do the Cockney Rhyming Slang quiz for the Worlds Apart show on the British Tech Network. Now, that's a mouthful, said the bishop to the actress. Or the actress to the bishop.
Oh, you beat me to it. Yeah. Darn it. Bollocks. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, we are so going to get banned.
Go ahead.
Right, so because we touched on Cockney Rhyming Slang in a previous show, but we didn't really go into it because someone moved straight on.
Okay.
So you asked me a question and said, do you know any Cockney rhyming slangs? And then before I could answer, straight on you went.
I tend to do that. I just go. I'm like a snowball rolling down the hill. I just keep picking up speed and sorry. If ever I do that, Carl, just say, Missy, let's get back to that. It's okay. It won't hurt my feelings. I have really thick skin. I promise.
Oh, that's what that is. Oh, dear. Okay.
You know, Matt, I'm going to send Matt a message and tell him that he has my permission, Mr. Madden. No, I won't do that.
Thank you.
But one more comment like that and... Okay. Oh, this is exciting. Are there rules to the Cockney rhyming slang game show?
Okay, the rules are... The rules will be... First of all, do you understand how Cockney rhyming slang works?
It doesn't work. There's nothing to understand is what I understand. If I understand it correctly, the last word of the phrase simply has to rhyme with the intended meaning. But, like apples and pears mean stairs, there's no way, there's no real correlation between, right? Am I right?
You are right.
Thank you. You just have to go for it and think of all the words that could possibly rhyme with that last word. I just don't know who made this up. Did the same people who make up the rugby rules make this up?
They would explain
it. I was a cocky person who made up rugby. This is very cute, but it's like a little code.
It is, and that's exactly what it was. One of the theories, some theories about how it started, and one is it was a linguistic game, a linguistic accident, or a game, or it was some sort of code that criminals used to use in the pubs. So the spies for the police, I know you said the old Bill, spies for the police wouldn't understand what they were talking about.
I want to believe that.
That's a good one, isn't it?
I want to believe that one. Okay, let's go with that one.
Okay, so that's your...
criminal code. That makes it even more exciting.
Although, why do you want to talk about some of the things we're about to talk about? I have no idea, but there you go.
You know, just because they're criminals, Carl, doesn't mean they don't have a life.
Actually, if they're criminals, they've probably got a better life than I've got.
Well, but they don't get to do a Worlds Apart podcast.
This is true.
This is very true. Okay, so the rules.
Oh, sorry, yes, the rules. So we have, there's only a few rules.
Okay, good.
And that is mainly a point system.
A point system?
Yes. So you're going to get 5 points.
Okay.
For every answer you get straight away without any hesitation.
Okay, straight away. That's so Mary Poppins. Straight away.
What are you talking about?
Sorry. All right, go ahead. Okay, so 5 points for getting it right straight away. Okay.
3 points if you need assistance, i.e., you have to have it in a sentence.
This is like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, yes.
Can I phone a friend? Can I Skype a friend?
You can try, but you're already talking to me, so that'd be a bit tricky.
Oh my gosh, it'd be expensive if I phoned one because nobody here would know. So I want to call my friend Alex G. Fox.
He would be able to
phone a friend.
Although I did run these by Alex and he only got 50% of them right.
Oh, well, great. Well, geez.
And he's going to hate me for saying that.
Oh, it's all right. Oh, he would be my phone a friend, but I can't phone Alex. You would be my phone a friend. But I'm on my own. I feel like I'm just out there by myself, swimming in the Cockney rhyming slang pool. All right. And then
finally,
5 points.
Yeah. So 5 points straight out, 3 points assisted, and 1 point if I have to massively assist you. That sounds a bit rude, actually.
Hey, is that a rhyming slang? Okay. Massively assist me. Okay. All right. So 5, 3, and 1. All right, come on, big money. Come on.
Okay, here we go. I thought I'd start you off with one that's pretty close to your heart.
All right.
Bacon and eggs.
That's really one?
Yep.
Bacon and eggs. So it would have to rhyme with eggs. Which pork does not.
Nope.
Pig does not. Bacon and eggs. Bacon and eggs, love. That's a horrible accent. Bacon and eggs.
So the other thing is, when you actually use Cockney rhyming slang, it's not the actual rhyming word that you'd use. So in this sort of sentence, you'd say it would be bacon that would be used. These are the rules that we have to grow up understanding.
So apples and pears, it's pears, but in bacon and eggs, it's bacon.
Yes.
There are no rules.
No.
There are no rules to this. Who made this up?
As I say, a bunch of criminals in a pub say it wouldn't be understood. It worked, didn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine trying to teach kids this? Okay, you know the rules. There are no rules. You just have to know it.
Right.
Okay, so bacon
and eggs.
I was going to say legs.
Bing, 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 bing.
No.
It was legs. You're absolutely right.
But that doesn't rhyme with bacon.
It rhymes with eggs.
But you just said it should rhyme with bacon.
No, I say the word you say is the word that doesn't rhyme. So she's got some lovely bacon.
Oh, see, I got it right. I get 5 points.
Yes.
You're
off and running.
I'm going to sing my Rocky theme song. So she's got lovely bacon would mean she's got lovely legs.
That's the one.
Oh!
I can't believe you got the first one straight out the
park. Oh, my gosh. Well, the first eggs. First thing I thought it was legs. I could so do this. Put me near those bow bells.
Right then. Okay, let's see if the next one. Let's see how you get with the next one.
Now I'm hungry with the bacon. Thanks, Carl. Thanks for having that one as the first one.
Second one. Barney Rubble.
Like we're in the Flintstones?
That's exactly right.
Do you guys even get the Flintstones?
Of course we used
there?
To get the Flintstones. What are you talking about?
Meet the Flintstones. They're a modern Stone Age. Wow, you guys get the Flintstones. I think of you driving in a car like the Flintstones because you're so tall. I think like your head out the top and then your feet like...
Oh, I'm Dino, am I?
No, you're pedaling the car. I don't know. That's just what I think. Barney Rubble. So it has to rhyme with rubble, but you like if rubble meant legs, and I know that it doesn't, but if it did, you'd say she's got a lovely Barney, and then that would make sense, right?
Yes, but okay. Okay. In this case.
Okay, so Barney Rubble. What rhymes with rubble? Hubble telescope. Rubble. Barney Rubble. Bubble. Mubble. Trouble.
Really? That's it. You got it. Trouble. I got him right, Barney, last night.
Good.
You are good at this. This could be the quickest quiz ever.
Fire. Oh my gosh. What I thought was going to take an hour and a half. That's it. I could, you could leave me in that market. I'd be fine.
You would be. Damn.
Oh my goodness. Oh, I'm so proud of me. Make it
five for two for five. Oh, that's unbelievable. Well done.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Let's see you've handled the third one.
Get on.
Farmer Giles.
Farmer Giles. 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 Farmer Giles. Giles, Biles, Miles, Piles,
Giles. Oh my God.
Am I right?
You got it again. It's Piles, hemorrhoids.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, I'm getting right.
Rocks.
I'm getting right jip from our farmers, I tell you.
Oh, Farmer Giles. So you went to the doctor for your farmer problem, is what you'd say.
Yes.
Oh.
Word. Farmer Giles.
This rhyming thing is easy.
Don't you think that sounds better than the other one? Than saying the proper one?
No, I wouldn't. Do you say doctor or do you say physician?
Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor. Doctor House.
Doctor Who.
Yeah, exactly. Doctor Who as well.
I haven't seen Doctor Who. I know.
Right, you need to Netflix the hell out of that.
Doctor Who. Isn't there a new Doctor Who out? There's a new one, right?
Well, he's two.
The old Doctor Who, and then there's a new currently running, right?
Yes. So you've got the old black and white ones and like the 70s ones and the 80s ones, and now there's a brand new one for the like 2000s.
And is it good?
Yes.
The new one? You watched the new one?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big kid at heart.
Yeah, me too.
There you go. You'll love it.
All right.
Very British.
Okay. Okay. But, you know, if they throw any Cockney rhyming slang at me in Doctor Who, I'll be like, yeah, right, I know that.
Exactly. And there is some in there, thinking about it.
Boom.
See, that's he's our Captain Kirk. See, Kirk has a big starship he drives around in with loads of people. Doctor Who has a police box.
Okay, you crossed the line.
Okay, sorry.
Carl Madden, you crossed the line saying that he's like Captain Kirk. I know we're talking about Cockney rhyming slang, but I'm just saying that there are certain things that in Missy's world, it's a very small world, but in it, there are certain things that we don't touch. One of those things is Tom Jones.
I wouldn't touch Tom Jones anyway.
I will touch him for you. Okay. The second thing is there's bacon. We don't mess around with that. I don't care what Ewan says about his proper bacon. You know, somebody, I have a Facebook account, and someone on Facebook said, oh, we went to Australia, and my kids were so disappointed because they had bacon, but it wasn't the bacon we expected. So I think I would be disappointed in the bacon. Just saying!
We'll and
the
see.
The third thing is Captain Kirk. He's wonderful. So I don't know that we should compare him to Doctor Who.
Well, you have to watch Doctor Who first to do it. Because you've got no comparison at the moment.
No, I don't. I know people say, you know, you really can't make assumptions until you actually see it, or you can't say you don't like something until you've tried it. Oh, no, I can say that.
Oh, Captain Kirk's a rhyming slang as well. Captain Kirk means work.
It should mean awesome.
That's a rhyme.
But he doesn't have to rhyme because he's Captain Kirk.
Fair enough.
Oh.
Khan!
Khan! I know Khan should be a rhyming slang for...
Careful.
What could it... Careful? Could it mean something bad?
Always. Chances are things could always mean something bad in this country.
I know. I'm learning that.
What next one? What number four?
Bring it on. Bring it on, baby. I'm ready.
I'm quite... Oh, yeah. Okay. You've blown them away. This is quite...
Right.
Mickey Mouse.
Now, my dad used to say when something was Mickey Mouse, it was shoddily made. Look at you, shoddily. It was just Mickey Mouse. It wasn't well done. It wasn't professional. It was like a Mickey Mouse job or a Mickey Mouse operation.
Mm-hmm. It's not that.
But that's not what it means. Mouse. Well, see, I feel like this one's going to be way easy because it's the ouse, which brings to mind the word house.
God damn me. Jeez. Knock it. Are you sure you can't see my document here? I tell you.
That better not be a British euphemism there, Carl. I can't see your document.
Anyway.
Yes. I've got like 20 points.
You have got. You can do maths. You told me you couldn't do maths.
I
was going back to the end and say you've got four.
You thought 20 points. I have 20 points.
Out of 20.
If I was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, people would be standing up cheering for me. Oh, it's not even multiple choice.
No, you're just... Oh. No, and you've got nothing to go on, apart from...
I have nothing. Oh, which is kind of... I don't know. It kind of worries me that these make absolutely no sense, and that's why I understand them. maybe I'm onto something. There's absolutely no rhyme or reason to them, and that's why Missy gets them like that.
Wow, that is... Some theory.
If it were based on logic, she would be sitting there going, huh? Okay.
Well, why are you on a roll? Let's head on next. That's the next one.
Let's head on. Let's do this thing.
Raspberry Ripple.
Raspberry Ripple?
Yep.
Sounds like an ice cream.
It is an ice cream.
But that's not what it means.
No,
I'd like two scoops of Raspberry Ripple with hot fudge and chopped peanuts.
Oh.
Thank you.
I'm hungry again now.
And sprinkled with bacon beside waffle. Raspberry Ripple. Raspberry Ripple.
Raspberry Ripple. What could it possibly be in us cheeky British Cockney terms?
Raspberry Ripple. Well, that's a hard one. Raspberry Ripple. Bipples. Whipple. A whipple.
No, it's not. That's a thing a nun wears. Oh, I thought it was what a nun wears. Oh, it's a wimple.
A whipple. A tipple. I need to phone a friend. Oh, God. Alex! Where are you? I need you right now. Okay, I'm going to need to lose my perfect record. Oh. And I'm going to call in the 3 points if assistance is needed.
Okay. Scoring system, so please. Let's think of a sentence.
So use a sentence that would use raspberry ripple.
Let's think. I'm trying to think of something that wouldn't be. God, it's really cold out there. Look at my raspberries.
Oh dear God, Carl! Isn't hair? Oh, jeez! Jiminy Christmas! It means what I think it means, isn't it?
I have no idea. You haven't told me.
And I'm not gonna either. Oh my gosh! Oh, is it Ripple with an N?
It's Ripple with an N.
Oh, bollocks! You can't put that here. I can't say that word.
What, nipple?
No.
Nipple, nipple, nipple.
Oh, man.
Hang on. You can say the B word, but you can't say the nipple word.
No, I can't.
Okay.
To my Yankism, you know, bollocks is just a fun word. But I know at the other end, ripple with an N. Carl Madden, I can't believe you put in the show notes.
Do you know what? I just realized when that Super Bowl went on and that dress malfunction went on.
Yes.
The entire madness that swept America down to a nipple. And we're going, I don't get it.
It's not a big deal for you guys, is it?
No. We have newspapers that have bare-chested women on page 3 of them.
You are kidding me.
We do not. It's called The Sun. And, page 3. For years, page 3 has a scantily clad woman.
Why?
And it's right next to the political section as well. Sorry?
What section of the paper would she be in? The arts? Well,
it's there to get a rise out of the readership, absolutely.
Wow. So it was just a ploy.
Yes. Well, I should imagine so. I mean, who's not gonna like watch anyway? But the rest of the papers.
Was it okay? No, now this you can't stop with this because now I need to ask you. Oh, was God. This Was it the same? Is she still on there on page 3?
Oh, no, it's a different girl every day.
So they have girls who volunteer to be the page 3 girl?
Absolutely. And in my entire life, I've known one person's actually did it.
Oh, my goodness. So do they put out advertisements for this?
No, but it's pretty.
Is there like a big demand? Oh, I was, and on my resume, I'm going to put I was the Sun, page 3 girl.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that a thing that you wear? Is that like a badge of honor that you were the page 3 girls, like a beauty contest?
Mm-hmm. But I don't know where you put the badge because you're not actually wearing anything.
Are they, but just on the top, right?
On the top, yes. Totally naked top.
Are they doing fun stuff like, hi, I'm shopping in the market?
No.
I'm at the dentist.
Not normal.
Or are they just sitting there?
They're just standing there.
A pose thing.
Just standing there in a posy thing.
Like in a studio or outside?
In the studios, just standing there with their raspberry ripples out for all to see.
Do they have the Sun in front of them? Like they're reading it with like...
No. Well, no, not often. Most of the time. See, it's a Murdoch paper. What do you expect, though? Yeah.
That's crazy. Could you imagine? Is it a status thing?
I don't have to imagine. I see it. I can go and see it every day if I want.
Oh, my God. Okay, so the next show, you must for me, for your Yank friend, you must get a Sun, and we have to open it to page 3, and you have to open it up to the computer. So I can imagine it, but I can't imagine it. Could you imagine on your resume? Yes, I worked at Starbucks, and I also worked retail here. And, oh, yes, I was a Sun page 3 girl.
I got me raspberry ripples out.
Do you guys have Hooters there?
We have one, I believe, somewhere up north.
You have a Hooters.
And I'm going to one when I go to Florida, I've been told.
You know, what I believe the Hooters application process is?
Go ahead,
they give you a Hooters T-shirt and they say, here, go fill this out.
Oh.
Ding, ding, ding. That's all there is to it. Oh, my goodness. Page 3 girl.
I shall show you this in next week's show.
Oh, that is just crazy. And but little kids grow up looking at that. They're like, oh, I have page 3.
Oh, yes. A kid can go in. A kid can go in and buy it. It's not on top shelf or anything.
You know, that is a brilliant ploy because that's how you get the youth of Britain to read.
That's how you get them to do something.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah. I mean, that would so that would not even go over here. I mean, not even remotely, not even like a minuscule bit.
Well, I'd love to see
a minuscule bit.
I'd love to see an American that comes over here and accidentally buys the Sun then when I open the paper.
And then they close it right away. And then they stick it in their bag.
This is a mistake.
Hotel room. Oh, my gosh. Wow. You guys are so saucy.
That's one way.
Okay. Raspberry Ripple.
Moving on. Now, can we break your streak? Oh, you're doing so well.
Thank you. That was just broken right there. Thanks to my page three.
No, you didn't. Did I? Oh, yeah, sorry. I'll put
you gave me assistance,
down.
So I'm down. I know. Oh, I
so you're so honest. You're so honest.
Gosh. Okay, bring it on. Here
right.
We go. I'm back in my zone.
Okay, next one.
Next one.
Kate and Sydney. Now, this breaks the conventional rule of rhyming slang.
Because it rhymes with the first word.
No, in Kate, it literally just rhymes.
Both words.
Mm-hmm.
Kate and Sydney. It wouldn't be cake.
No, it's not.
It's a rhyme.
No cake.
Kate and Sydney would be the two words that are. Oh, no, that's assistance. I don't want assistance. Forget I said anything.
Okay.
I take it back. Kate and Sydney would be wait. Would be mate. Would be fate.
Are these guesses or are you just chanting?
I'm just going there in my mind. I think out loud. Would be Kate and Sydney would be hate and kidney. Kidney's one of them. I know kidney's one of them. She just made it annoying.
Damn.
Something in kidney. Plate. Plate and kidney.
No.
That makes no sense.
No, of course it doesn't.
Okay, am I right?
You're 50% right.
Oh, it's the kidney thing. Your favorite pie.
You haven't said that. What? We've talked about this in the past on our very first show, in fact.
Kate? Steak? No, but steak doesn't rhyme with Kate.
Yes, it does. Steak and kidney. Kate and Sydney. I know, it's close enough.
Now, I'm taking off 5 points for this because I'm calling 5 points because...
Oh, that's... They should make Who Wants to Be a Millionaire work like that. Well, I don't care. I'm taking all the points.
K and T. They do not rhyme. Kate and steak. They don't rhyme. In what world does that rhyme?
If you say it fast enough, they do. Kate Sydney, stay in kitchen.
They don't rhyme at all. Do you guys have Dora the Explorer there? Do you ever get
we
that?
We do, but yeah, we get that. But you have to have a kid. I haven't got a kid.
That's the same kind of thing. In what household does Dora the Explorer rhyme? Dora the Explorer. It just doesn't work.
You just made it work.
I know. Well, that's like, you know, if I was from Massachusetts or something, Dora the Explorer. But it doesn't. It's the whole Kate and steak. Okay. All right, I'll give it to you because you're British, but I'm still taking my 5 points.
You can have your 5 points. Moving on to the next one.
All right.
Bob Hope.
How many do I have?
You have, I've got to do maths now, 28.
All right, I know. How many more?
It's still six to go.
I'm going to fly through these. Ready?
Okay.
Go.
Bob Hope.
Bob Hope would rhyme with rope.
No.
Would rhyme with hope. Oh, no, that is hope. okay, it would rhyme with soap.
Oh, she has a winner. You have a winner again.
That's right.
This is not good. Well, it is good. I'm just putting this down to you showing, obviously paying attention to all the things I've been teaching you.
You know, you're a good teacher, Carl, and that is why.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. All right.
Next one. Uncle Willy.
Uncle Willy. Silly.
Oh, my God.
Who?
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
I'm doing a little happy dance right here in my chair.
She is knocking them out of the park.
Out of the park. I mean, you don't even see them anymore.
I hope you guys... hope you guys playing along at home are getting them just as fast as Missy.
Oh, yes. Well, it's because they make no sense. That's why I get them.
Okay. Next one.
Go.
Gay and frisky.
Gay and frisky would be, okay, frisky. The first thing that comes to my mind is whiskey. Glenn Libet, am I right?
You don't even live in this country. And you just...
Oh, because I love my gay and frisky. So a dram of scotch, I am so there. So, oh, look at me. You thought this was going to be hard. I thought this was going to be hard. I was dreading
you
this a little
just
bit. I thought I'm
going to
be humming and hawing through this whole thing. So how would you order that in a pub if you wanted a gay and frisky?
I'm not quite sure because I've never heard it used. I've got to say.
I would like a...
Yeah, I'd definitely
you
go...
You would say gay.
I guess
you
so.
Would say frisky, right?
But I wouldn't say that.
I would like a shot of gay.
Not there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying I wouldn't say that in a pub.
Say no, my whiskey. I love my Glenlivet. I drink it when I have a bad cough, and I drink it neat. I want it room temperature, and I just want it in a glass. And a few weeks ago, I had a really bad cough, and I kind of finished off a bottle. But I was home, so it was all good. And boy, let's just put it this way. We rented the movie Thor, which I hadn't seen. And I was told that I watched it and I commented on it and made funny comments the whole way through. I don't even remember the movie. Nothing. Okay. But it was, I love that Glenlivet. Okay, so gay and frisky. Come frisky. To mama. All right, let's do it, Carl Madden.
Okay, one specialty for you.
All right.
Septic tank.
And why is this? Why would that be especially for me? That disturbs me.
What could it stand for?
Septic tank. Yank!
Hey, dear God, that was reversed.
Septic tank. Okay, now we're going to stop for just a second, and we might be going way over time, but I don't think I like that means yank. Couldn't they have found a better rhyming word?
The other one. There's another
like
one.
Ethan Frank?
There's another one, actually. Sherman tank. Means also yank.
I'm good with that. Sherman tank, it's the whole Civil War thing. I'm good with that. But I don't like the septic tank.
Do you know there's another one as well.
What is it?
So you got to stay with me on this. It's Listerine. Now, do you get Listerine in the States?
Yes, okay. We do have Listerine.
So Listerine apparently is anti, if you don't like Americans, it's an insult because it stands for antiseptic tank. What? So it's anti-American.
Oh, so if you called someone a Listerine, that's
yes.
A Listerine?
But if it makes you feel any better, I've never, ever heard that before. That just came up when I was researching words.
Oh, I hope nobody says that. I hope none of the listeners say that.
Antiseptic. As in antiseptic. Listerine is an antiseptic. So
I got that one.
Okay.
Oh, that's not nice.
It's not nice, is it? But no, I've never heard anyone use it.
They better not either. There's a disapproving look coming their way.
Absolutely.
They better know that. We need to be nice. Yes. All right, let's go. What's the next one?
Heap of coke.
Heap of coke?
Mm-hmm.
Heap of coke? How would you have a heap of coke?
It's well, you like go to certain nightclubs and find out, but...
Oh, that kind of coke.
That kind of coke.
Oh, I thought I meant like Coca-Cola, yeah. Which I happen to like and didn't know how you could have a heap of that. Heap of coke would be coke. Smoke.
Nope.
Poke.
Nope.
Bloke.
Oh, my God.
Am I right?
You are so right. You've only got, that's 11 done so far. You've only got one where you've missed it.
Look at me. And that was because it was a naughty one. And that was because you tried to slip a naughty one in there.
I did.
Fanny, fanny, fanny. Okay, so.
Last one,
drum roll. Okay, here we go. We're doing it now.
Bangers and mash.
I know what that is, but I know what that means, because you told me what that means.
Did I?
Sausage and potatoes.
Oh, yeah, sorry, that means sausage and potatoes, yeah. Mashed potatoes. But bangers and mash, what's that?
Oh, but it means something, okay. So if you said it, then it would mean If you're talking, like, I want bangers and mash, that would be sausage and potatoes, mashed potatoes. But it's also a Cockney. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Bangers and mash. Do you know I just realized, Carl, that I have a volume control on my headset? How long have we been
it's
doing
this? It's only been five shows.
Look how loud you are now. Oh, I just reached down. I thought, what does this button do?
I'm so glad you're our tech girl, Missy.
Oh, it's got a little arrow on it. So I thought, oh, I must roll this thing up. Now I can hear you. Now you're loud, too. Okay, bangers and mash would rhyme with mash. So it would be bangers and mash. Cash.
Oh, my God. You have absolutely blitzed my quiz.
Flying high now. That's right.
57 points out of 60. That is amazing.
Yeah, that's right. I pity the fool. It's my Rocky references. I love those movies. That's right. I came, I saw, I kicked Cockney rhyming slang bum.
Oh my God, that is fantastic. Well, you obviously know more Cockney rhyming slang than you let on.
I don't. I just know how to rhyme, and and I know things that make no sense. So I think that's why it worked. If you had said, we need to do like Sudoku or Sudoku, or we have to do a crossword puzzle, or we have to use logic and do some logic puzzles,
that wouldn't work for me.
We'd be here till tomorrow. But you can say, hey, what's gay and frisky? And I'll go with. I would be just fine.
You were going to kick it out of the parks in these East London pubs today.
I was going to kick it out of the rugby field backwards. That's what I did.
Unbelievable.
That was fantastic. I'm so proud of myself.
You should be. 57 out of 60.
57 out of... So I surprised you.
And I got to point out again, Alex got about 50% right.
Did he? I got better than Alex.
You got better than a Cockney.
Alex, okay, Alex, Mr. Alex G. Fox, if you need to get together with me and we can discuss it and then I can teach you Cockney rhyming slang, I would be so happy to do that because I obviously have it down. I think Alex is just too smart for it.
Okay.
I think that's the point. I think that's what it is. So, Alex, just stick with me, and I will show you how it's done.
You'll be showing him how to drink next. How to knock him back.
How to knock him back. Yeah, that's me. Knock him back, Missy. Gosh.
Get right for arms and list. List.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that was fun. That was fun.
That was. You decimated me. You decimated me. I lost completely there. You're a millionaire now, if that was the show.
I'm a millionaire. Okay, I'm going to make up a Cockney rhyming slang right now, and then you're going to have to tell me what it means. You ready? I just have one.
Go on, then.
I
thought you had it ready.
So I'm thinking of it. Hold on just a second. I have it in my head. It's down the tip of my... okay, this is kind of weak, but anyway. Ready and set.
Get.
No.
Net.
Bing, 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 bing,
hey.
Bing. Which reminds us of who, Carl?
That would be our wonderful sponsors, yeah. UK2.net.
That's right.
Who make this load of nonsense and every other.
They probably wouldn't get any of this either because they're smart.
That's true.
And by saying smart, I don't mean to imply that people who do Cockney rhyming slang are not smart, because they are smart, but they grew up with it. So they know it. It's code. It's bred into them. They understand it. It's like a genetic thing. Okay, that's all I have to say. Go ahead.
Indeed. But UK2.net, they really do keep the network on the system. It's so hard doing this when you're there, don't
you? Sorry.
They give us all the bandwidth to allow us to come to you and have Missy completely blow my quiz out of the water. There's so many wonderful services, and they've given us a whole bunch of new voucher codes that you can use on their site.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to have to run through these. They're a bit complex, but I'm just going to run through them. Every single one contains the word British Tech. It's what you bolt onto the end that makes a difference. So if you add on DNS, you get free DNS for up to 2 years. Free DNS services for up to 2 years, yeah. If you use domains, you'll get 20% off any domain registry.
Wow.
So we could register missyknowscockney.com and we'd get 20% off.
Darn street.
Missydoescockney.com.
That sounds bad. Yeah. Okay.
If you use VPN, you can get 50% off on your first month of VPN. If you use server, you get 50% off any gigabit server on any contract length, but it's an online deal only, that one.
That is, I don't even know what that one is, but that's cool.
£50 off that one, is not.
£50. I wish I had £50 off. That's but, you know, I need to exercise more. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And finally, BagelTech VPS, first month free when purchasing entry-level VPS, the same amount of £8.95 off the purchase price.
Those are some sweet deals.
Now, what I should have done is ask you what they meant.
Well, that would probably be more for my tech show, Carl. Those are tech questions.
Wow.
So I try to go out of the realm of my tech experience when I'm on here with you.
I see.
You know, I understand that because I am your go-to tech girl, that yeah, I don't want to make you feel bad. So, you know, I don't think it'd be fair.
Well, now you're my go-to Cockney girl as well.
Go-to Cockney tech girl. Mm. I want to do a Missy show as Eliza Doolittle, and I don't know if I could pull off the Cockney accent through an entire tech show.
You know it all by now. I mean, come on.
I know it all. It's just that whole accent thing, but I'm working on it. I'm really working on it.
How does that go? Give us a little rendition.
I can sing it only because of My Fair Lady. I can sing it easily, but, you know, I'm a good girl, Ion. I can't do it. I'm way out. Just forget I even said that. Can we just go back 5 seconds so that I didn't say that? could you edit that out later? Because with your fancy schmancy software.
I'll be too busy flowing in your volume.
Well, you know what? Thanks to this thing I just found on my headset, I can lower yours too, Mr. Madden. So there. Yeah, well, at least I can roll my tongue. Oh, I didn't go there. Inside joke. Never mind.
Well, guys, you've now witnessed Missy completely destroy my quiz.
I did. I came, I saw, I took care of it.
She kicked my ass.
They can't made a Cockney rhyming slang I can't get. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks
everybody.
For joining us. Absolutely. If you want to get in touch with any of us, we have an email address that you can use. It's missyandcarl@gmail.com.
That's right. And as always, we love to infinity. If you would go to iTunes and find our show, subscribe to our show, and maybe give us some stars or give us a nice thing, just a sweet review. We would love that. And we'll always read it on the air. That really helps us, helps our ratings, helps us represent the British Tech Network, which we all love. So if you could do that, that would be extra sweet.
Absolutely. Well, until next time, when I can try and work out another way of embarrassing Missy, because it certainly didn't happen this week.
Darn you.
You all stay safe out there, everyone.
That's right, everybody. Thanks again. Have a great week. Bye.
Cheerio.